Tanya and Steve, number one in Newcastle with McDonald Jones, the Hunter's leading home builder.
She's at the Moth Club. She likes candles in the bathtub. She loves a ricotta solo. He lives a carabolo. We start to pull a dealer. The bloke and the Sheila. Their boss is always in despair because their meetings happen on air.
Tanya and Steve.
Live from Honeysuckle and across Newcastle and the Hunter. Celebrating 10 years.
Good morning.
Hey.
How are we?
Oh, Friday Eve, are you kidding?
I love calling it Friday Eve.
It's great.
It just puts you in the weekend mood.
Gets you in there, doesn't it?
Certainly does.
You wake up and it's like, oh, it's only Friday. Just get through this and we're here.
Friday Eve, football, football first of weekend day. also, we're a week away from having Easter Eve.
Oh, yes. It's been the hardest Easter to get in my head.
Because it's April, mid... Yeah.
It's March.
March.
So it's next week, isn't
it?
Four days next week.
Even now, you're doing it.
Yeah.
Same, right?
I can't get over it.
And I'm going, oh, we've got that thing in April. Oh, on Anzac Day. I don't forget Easter. Yeah, when's that?
Yeah.
Next weekend.
Well, it's next week. And I had a look at the weather this morning. And whilst it was looking a bit dodgy until today... The weather forecast has changed and it's looking pretty good.
Oh,
looking pretty lovely, in fact.
Have you noticed how many news stories you flip around? It doesn't matter where, but news stories. There's always some word they love to use with some sort of weather thing.
Mm.
You know, like horrendous.
Catastrophic.
Catastrophic.
I saw that yesterday coming for Perth. Yeah, and
rain
Darwin.
Bombs on the way and things like that.
I always read it and go, oh, no, it's okay. Not in the Northern Territory.
I know. But next Friday and Saturday, so far as forecasts go, 25 and sunny.
Oh, perfect.
Great camping weather.
I feel sad. I don't know, maybe for the kids far more for us growing up to now. Because it doesn't give the Easter Bunny too much to do. Because you say to the kids, oh, only a few more sleeps and the Easter Bunny's got, I've already had 20 eggs.
Oh, I have. This is the first year I've gone next level on egg eating.
Same.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I haven't bought one yet.
I'm glad I finally forced us into confessing.
Yeah, I have.
I'm actually getting pimples.
So you're both on the Easter train already, are you?
Mine are the carton ones, the Cadbury. Are you same?
Tanya, $8.
Oh, my God, you both know the price.
Yeah, it's the Easter
the hunting
hunt
eggs.
There you go.
Because you only have hollow ones. If you don't, you're mental. Same.
Love them.
The only difference is I always fridge mine. Do you fridge your eggs?
No.
Okay. I just like them a bit hard, a bit colder.
Right.
And right now, as we speak, I know that BJ has set the alarm and he's into them. All right? Because I go home going, BJ!
You need to hide them. Hide them in the pee packet.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, don't you remember those days?
Oh, no, you're
hiding
right.
Hiding things from the kids in the veggie packet.
Yes.
The best
fantastic
way.
Good idea.
I could either hide them in, like, the vegetable area or hide them in anything that involves cleaning.
Yeah.
Good idea. No, you're right.
Yeah.
Yep.
You don't have to hide anything from Michael?
I do, from Michael.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder.
I was so disappointed the other night. I said, do you want an Easter egg? And he went, yeah. And I went, oh, you're a dark chocolate man. What are you coming into my milk world for?
You offered him one, though.
I know, because I thought he'd say no.
Right.
There's only two left.
Who's in trouble for saying yes, thank you, dear?
Right, is sure you've been married enough to know that false question?
I mean, that is true.
You just go in, don't you? You go in going, oh, you want one of these. Want one? Yeah. Oh, you bastard.
Yeah, there's only two left.
There was only two left.
I'm the same with friends. Hey, do you need a hand? Yes. Oh.
Oh, it's so annoying when they say yes, isn't it?
Don't forget, I'm always here if you need anything. Oh, that's really good. Could you? Oh.
Oh, all right, we're away for a Thursday. Good morning, everyone. Don't forget. Easter is only a week away. This is Newcastle's 102.9 Triple M.
You'll never know what you'll find. We'll never know what we'll find. What have you found?
Well, I think this is kind of cute. A migrant study was done, and these are migrants into New South Wales.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were asked the Australian Customs they have participated in that makes them feel like a bona fide Aussie. So they all came up with a list of 10.
Barbecue?
Let me have a look. Is barbecue? Well, attended a sausage sizzle.
There you go.
They say that's a real Australian,
You
know, you're part of the gang if you've done a sausage sizzle.
He's going to the pub on there as well?
The list of 10 is kind of cute. Yeah. No, it's not.
It's not.
Is there something else that you can think of that
would be make me feel Aussie?
Yeah. An action, like doing something, going somewhere.
Vegemite.
Yes. That is definitely one of them. Had Vegemite. 72% of them say, yeah, that is definitely something that we feel like we're part of the Aussie gang now.
What about going for a swim at the beach?
Well, beach is in there, but it's celebrated Christmas on the beach.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
Because you think about it, a lot of these people coming into Australia, they've never had a beach Christmas.
No. Yeah.
A lot of them come from places where you wouldn't even, you know.
I know.
What?
Chucking a sickie.
That's very Aussie.
No. Do you want me to rattle through?
Yeah, go on.
Had Tim Tams.
Yeah, righto.
Had a Lemington.
Mm-hmm.
We said sausage sizzle. Had chicken salt. That's really Australian. I didn't know that.
Yeah, with my daughter Jasmine particularly, it was funny because she's a chippy monster. Yeah. We call her a chippy monster. Like, what do you want, Jasmine? Oh, I'll get chips. The number of times she was asked, salt or chicken salt? She'd go, no, I'm just getting chips, I'm getting chicken.
Yeah, fair enough.
So it's really obscure to
her. Yeah. Vegemite we've mentioned. Eaten fairy bread. That's another Aussie thing, too.
Yes.
Been to an AFL match. Even though it's New South Wales, they still consider that to be the pinnacle of participation in our culture.
Remember we were having a conversation not long ago, they were talking about which sport is Australia's sport.
Yeah.
And we really did end up with AFL.
Well, true.
Because they're kind of inventive.
Have you guys ever been to an AFL game?
Yeah.
Been to a Swans game.
Mate, I worked in 2 years in Adelaide where it's religion.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I even pretended to be excited sometimes.
Went to the Easter show.
Yeah.
We've already mentioned Christmas on the beach, but also Christmas in July.
Ah.
To celebrate that, they believe is very Australian as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because I often wonder, where did that come from?
Well, it has to be Australian or us down here because you think about it, the other countries do get usually a coldish Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
If not a snowy Christmas. Mm. We're just hankering for a bit of, you know, putting an ugly Christmas jumper on in July.
Exactly.
I do like, though, the majority of that list is very healthy food.
Yeah.
Lamingtons.
Tim Tams.
Fairy bread. Yep. Tim Tams. Sausage sizzle. I was like, no, those Aussie. They're just so health conscious.
They didn't have pies on there. Eating a meat pie. I thought that would be very Australian, or is that not?
That's a good point.
That's the top 10, so I didn't go further, but it's probably there somewhere.
Do you reckon 20 years ago it would have been number one?
Pies,
possibly, yeah.
Because do they do pies overseas as much as Australia, or is it
they're
very
different?
They're different. Often Americans will say, why, how, yuck, meat in a pie.
Because
don't forget, their pies are all dessert pies.
Oh, of course,
pumpkin pies, apple pies. Yeah.
Pecan pie.
Whereas we've got the old meat in there and
They do turn their nose up at our meat pies.
Oh, they do?
Oh, they like them when they try them, but they don't get it.
Mm. Yeah.
It's not a dessert pie.
God, nothing better than a pie, is there?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
No, nothing.
Nothing better than a pie.
Now we got to wait till tomorrow, Friday,
exactly,
to celebrate that. That's interesting, though, that 10 things to be an Australian is in food, not all of them, but food orientated.
Yeah, yeah.
When was the last time you had a Lemington?
Probably 2 weeks ago.
Tanya.
It's only because my dad comes down and he loves sweet things, so I buy him stuff.
No, it's okay. It's just you beat me. I was going to go chew stuff. It's like, seriously.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you should try this, BJ, too. I've eaten it. I love them.
Yeah. It's so simple and so nice.
I know. It's so good for you.
It's Daniel and Steve. Triple M.
Build better at McDonald Jones with double glazing included in your new home. Steve's.
Ah.
First kiss.
Okay, what happens here is Risey picks a song and plays you the very first inch of that song. You've just got to nail it to go off to the Red Hot Summer Tour.
There you go, and he told us he spent all night trying to nail the perfect song.
Yeah.
I did, yeah, 133.53 all night, Steve. Or on the drive into work.
We know when you're lying, right? So I was just helping you out.
Yeah, thank you for that.
So you need to call us. You need to be on the phone first before we play it.
This is the Barnsley one, isn't it?
Red Hot Summer Tour coming up April 5.
Rocious Stay, good one there too. Living Ann, Birds of Tokyo. I saw...
Pete Murray?
Duran Duran at Rocious Stay.
Oh, did you?
And it was so funny because I was with Karen at the time and she just adores them, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, no worries. I don't dislike Duran Duran. They were good. But what was really funny is there were, you know, 2,000 Karens to you, like, meaning, you know, my wife Karen, not Karens.
Not cranky Karens.
Not cranky Karens. Happy Karens.
Yeah.
But it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They're all there to see Duran Duran.
Yeah.
And it looked like I was in the Vietnam War scene because they were all passed out with red blood on their shirts, but it was wine. They went early.
Yeah.
Simon Le Bon came out and went, anyone awake?
Josh is at Charlestown. G'day, Joshua.
How you going?
Good.
All right, listen carefully to just the first inch of this song. See if you can tell us what it is, Josh. Oof.
Sounds like a 70s song, but I know it's not because I just looked at what it was.
Oh, Sammy, you cheated.
So did I.
Can I?
Here you go, Josh, one more time.
Is it Holy Grail?
Oh, it's not Holy Grail.
Yeah, I see where you got that.
Yeah. One. Shane's at Edgeworth.
How you going, Daniel?
Good.
Shane, listen to this, mate. What's that?
No idea.
So, no, okay.
I haven't given you a lot. It's like 0.3 of a second.
Yeah. I've actually read the answer, but and I don't know it still.
Anthony's at Maryland. G'day, Anthony.
Oh, good morning, guys. How are you today?
Very well.
What do you reckon it is?
I guess my guess is, am I ever going to see your face again?
Oh, good guess. Yeah. Oh, it's got that same guitar.
That's kind of why I went, it sounds like the 70s. Yeah.
It's not,
but
though,
it's
Anthony.
Not.
Have a good day.
Tash. Hello, Tash. What do you reckon it is?
Hello. I was going to say the same. Am I ever going to see your face again?
Yeah. Oh, okay. No, sorry.
Have a good one.
You too. Tim's at Wall's End. G'day, Tim.
Morning, guys.
What do you reckon, Tim?
Is it Talk by Coldplay?
Oh, my gosh. Well done.
Nailed it.
Well done, Tim.
I've got to now hear it, so I'll go, oh, that one.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of them, but just not known.
Yeah,
I'm
Tim,
the same as you.
You are off to the Red Hot Summer Tour, Roche Estate, April 6th. So that's the Saturday. Enjoy.
Thank you, guys.
Go on, Tim.
Well done, Tim. You're getting tickets at Ticketmaster. Plus, you'll get a family pass to the Hunter Valley Wildlife Park as well. Get closer at Hunter Valley Wildlife Park. It's just 30 minutes from Newcastle. Well done, Tim.
The only Coldplay song I know by name is Yellow, because it's obvious.
Yeah. I'm exactly like you. Yeah. Love Coldplay.
Same.
But the songs, the titles are so hard.
You know he's getting married to Dakota Johnson.
Who? Oh, Chris Martin is?
Yeah.
I thought you meant Rising. What?
Is he? That's how I don't know Dakota. I thought he was married to Gwyneth Paltrow.
No, that ended ages ago.
Oh, yeah.
So Dakota Johnson and Chris are getting married.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hank, well played, Chrissy.
Hey, yeah, well done, Chris.
Yeah, anyway, let's have a listen, shall we?
He got smart with Gwyneth, didn't he?
They're still great
when
friends.
It, yeah, but when
and
she
set them
goop
up.
Out or whatever it was?
Yeah, well, that's...
And they were uncoupling?
They were uncoupling for a while. Consciously, don't forget. Consciously
is
uncoupling.
Is Gwyneth painful? Laura, is she all right?
Well, no. I've watched some videos with her and she's nice.
Totally painful, right?
Thank you, Steve. That's right. That's the answer I was looking for.
is Chris with her?
No.
But she set them up, though. That's nice for your ex-wife to find you a much younger woman.
Where's my phone?
Get on the phone to Garrett.
Well, talking was the farthest thing from my mind yesterday.
I'm sorry, Jenny, I do not believe that. That you're even giving me eye contact with that lie.
No, because you were very generous on my birthday to give me a flotage.
Could you explain it? Because it does sound like a fancy bouquet of flowers.
It does, doesn't it? It's not a corsage, it's a flotage. And what a flotage is a 60-minute float inside a float sort of, well, I was going to say tank, but it's no longer a tank, it's a tank. It's a float room.
Yeah.
So a float room and then a 60-minute massage, hence the name flotage.
Mm-hmm.
Was it good?
It was amazing.
Yeah?
However, I was a little scared to be in there on my own. I nearly rang you and said, hey, pop down.
I tell you what, you would have heard the phone hang up and splash. Steve, you know you keep your undies on. My mistake.
Oh, sorry.
My mistake, Tanya.
Well, no, you don't have to keep your undies on.
No.
No.
If I was in there with you, you'd make me.
Probably would, yes.
Did you hear that right?
Yes, yeah. I did hear
I
that.
I could have taken that a different way.
I think everybody heard.
Okay.
No, Steve, you don't have to keep your undies.
But if you've not had one, it's amazing, isn't it?
It is. Did you choose music or quiet?
I went music yesterday because I said I was a bit scared alone.
Yeah.
And you can either have this very soft blue light. I'm going to put it up on Instagram because if you've never been in the float room, the light is just so soothing and lovely. Yeah. But at some point you can turn it off. And
yes.
I did get kind of brave halfway through and turned it off. It's complete darkness.
Oh, wow.
You float and it's black and it's,
But what scared me, I fell asleep.
Oh!
I fell asleep for a good, I'd say, 25 minutes.
You know what's weird about that?
Floating.
In water.
It basically sounds like Titanic music. So you were sinking.
Well, you can't sink. That's the beauty of it.
No, that's true.
But have you fallen asleep? I mean, because I felt a bit scared when I woke up.
See, I was going to tell you, there's a downside to the baths when you're ADHD.
Oh, you can't relax.
It's pretty hard to stop my brain.
From going.
Yeah, it really is. Even though, and over the years I've explained, you know, when we have a hypnotist in, they tap me on the shoulder and say, can't do you, mate.
Oh, yeah, really?
To stop. I get relaxed, though. I get relaxed.
Yeah.
But not fall asleep stage. Oh,
man. It's the weirdest feeling, floating. Because you can't sink because there's so much salt and magnesium in the water. There's no way you can sink.
Yeah.
But to be flat on your back, floating in a dark cave.
Yeah. You fell asleep. That is scary.
And then to wake up going, crikey, I could have turned. But you don't.
No.
You just don't. Yeah, you don't roll over.
Well, it is a weird concept to fall asleep in water, isn't
it? Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
When you do, you drown.
Well, usually.
Or wake up quickly.
Yeah, but it was really lovely, and then I had the massage. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Look how chilled she looks.
Yes, you did look chilled.
You look relaxed.
That doesn't sound cheap. How much was that, Steve?
A lot of money, Risey, but it's from a friend who I wanted to de-stress.
You're lovely.
Or shut up. Call it what you like. But she just said, Steve, I didn't talk yesterday. Deal done.
Money well spent. Is that what you're saying?
Every now and again, I'd like a jaws, have a little bit of relax. But okay, I ask you this. Do you find it hard to suggest it to others because you're not quite sure whether they'd like it?
Absolutely.
Same.
Yeah.
Especially trying to explain the float for 60 minutes,
yes.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
You just get in there and you float in water that you can't sink in.
Yes.
It's like, okay.
I think you did too. I also made the mistake of doing a couples one.
Yeah, don't do a couples
see,
one.
See, that's both of us going, don't. Because you just bump each other like boats in a jetty.
You do. You really
just
do.
Just constantly boing, boing, boing.
In the end, when I woke up from that one, Mike was just sitting in the corner upright with his arms on the side of the pool.
Reading the paper.
Well, basically, because of what you just said, bumping each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy the couple.
About 30 minutes in and the person I was in there with said, you know, A, I don't know you, and I was in the wrong one. But I was a bit the same. I got out.
Yeah. Yep. And I did one with, I didn't do one with Lorcan, my son.
Oh,
we were no. We were in separate rooms, but I was stressing about whether he was enjoying himself.
Yes.
So I didn't enjoy that either.
Yeah,
that's same.
Just go alone.
Yes. Take yourself, enjoy it, and have a good time.
Bugger that's everybody right. else.
Yes, I know that the good thing for me health wise, and this is a lot of reading and everything, but a good sauna, meaning sitting in the hot room.
Yeah,
I just find it so weird.
Yeah, it's just sweating alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But apparently it does wonders.
Yeah. Just, you should do more.
Oh, just close the toilet door and sit in there and sweat and save $80.
Won rugby league premierships as a player and coach.
Hagen crosses near the post.
Now he's giving you the insights behind the game every week. For Hunter Water, this is In League with Hagues.
G'day, Michael.
Morning, Tanya.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good, thanks.
Ooh, obviously, we're all whispering today. Sue's still asleep, Hags.
No, she just woke up, just making a cup of tea.
Oh, lovely.
Mate, as a coach, and we've been talking about it, but the Hastings drop, is it too early, two games in?
It's a hard one, isn't it, when, you know, effectively you've lost the second game by a point, and we talked about it post-game that, you know, had they won by a point, we're probably not having that conversation, Steve, or Tanya, are we?
Exactly.
So that's the pressure, isn't it, that you're under as a coach, and that's the tough calls that you sometimes have to make. And I mean, we talked about it a little bit after the game. We thought maybe Tyson Gamble was struggling a bit more than Jackson in performance. But anyway, that's just we're just employed to talk about it, aren't we? That's not our job to pick the team.
Yeah. Is it surprising though to drop Jackson to the New South Wales Cup? And not just bench him?
Well, to be honest, I think even having Jack Cogger on the bench, who's more of a... He's done a good job at dummy half. He's done that job for the Panthers last year. I think he's a more genuine halfback than a utility player. And I think Jackson Hastings the same, to be honest. He's a genuine halfback.
Yep.
And I think really... Jaden Brayley's back on the bench this week, so that makes sense. Fence Crossan's at dummy half still. So in the end, I think, you know, you've got to go with the person you think can get the job done, and that's what the coach is employed to do.
Yep.
Yeah, right, though, aren't you? You know, two games, and we just said one point last week. I mean, we're hardly... I mean, I know it doesn't look good on the ladder, but there's two games, and when you look at the Knights on paper, it's bloody good side eggs.
Yeah, it is, and to be honest, I mean, I reckon Canberra played really well in game one, and Newcastle were sort of off the pace, I thought, as a team across the board. And then Newcastle performed last week, first half, you know, really well. Their second half let them down a little bit. But I also thought the Cowboys and the Raiders did a pretty good job on defending against Callum Ponga, which is, again, what opposition teams, and Melbourne would be doing the same thing this week to try and limit Kalen's impact on the game. So that's because of how well Kalen plays and they've done their homework, that's part of maybe the reason why Jack Cogger's come back into the team. They're looking for ways to get Kalen into the game a bit more, and that's part of what you've got to do as a coach.
Kalen just, every time he touches the ball, does look dangerous. So it must be so frustrating when you know you're a target. We can see he's the target. How do you get around that, Hayes? How do you protect him?
Yeah, you need other players to work a bit harder off the ball. You need your middle forwards to get the play the ball speed going a bit quicker. And I thought the Newcastle forwards did that last week for probably 50 or 60 minutes of the game. But that's part of what the coach and the team needs to get done on Sunday against the Storm.
As a coach, right, and I look back, Hayes, you had Jarryd Hayne with Parramatta, meaning that star player. Then the Knights, you had Joey Johns. You know, when you are, and now it's Kalen, right?
Yeah.
When you're a coach and you know there's that star player, is that sometimes a hole you can fall into, though, and not talk about the rest of the team?
Yeah, you can. And to be honest, I should have dropped Jarryd Hayne when he was a young bloke back in 2008. I think he was still playing State of Origin at the time, but wasn't playing well. But I didn't have the courage to put him to second grade, to be honest.
Wow.
That's a big admission, Hayes.
Yeah, but to be honest, that's what I should. And that's where, you know, Adam O'Brien's made the call, and you've got to admire him for making the call. And that's, you know, that's part of what you've got to do sometimes.
That's a really different perspective that we don't have, that you have, as that as what you just said, talking about Jarryd Hayne.
Bringing in the human being
side
of it.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And it must take a sleepless night to make that call.
Oh, yeah, it's not an easy job. I was only trying to think about, I didn't really have many examples of having to drop that sort of established first grade player too much at Newcastle or at Parramatta, to be honest. But there was one occasion where I had a player that was struggling for a couple of weeks, and I'd spoken to him about his defence not being up to scratch, and I said, listen, if you can't get your defence right sort of second or third week around, you're going to play second grade. And then it came to the crunch. I said, listen, you're playing second grade this week. And this young bloke, he arced up a bit at me, and I thought, God, he's going to put one on my chin, because I've put him back into second grade.
Wow.
And he turned on his heel and he said, Hayes, actually, if I was you, I wouldn't pick me either.
Okay.
So I sort of got that one right. So sometimes you've just got to make the right call at the right time, and that's all part of the gig.
Did that turn his footy around?
Yeah, and then he had to go back to second grade and improve on the couple of things, and then, you know, he would have come back into first grade. And for Jackson Hastings, that's the opportunity that he's got to see, and he's got to, you know, put himself in a position where he can get himself back into the team. And if Jack Holger gets injured or Tyson Gamble doesn't play, well, guess what? Jackson Hastings will probably come back into the team, won't he? So that's you've got to try and keep their confidence as well, because, you know, it's only an injury or a suspension or something not too far away.
Yeah.
Nothing shines
brighter
than...
You need that player to come back in and do a job for you.
Nothing shines brighter than a drop in a Dom last year. You know?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
And he responded the right way.
Yeah.
Some people handle it. And, you know, there's conversations around Jackson not wanting to train and all those things yesterday. But once the dust settles, once you get your head around it, you've then got to say, OK, I need to work a bit harder on these things, and away you go.
Actually, Adam O'Brien came out and defended Jackson on that. He said, I was the one that said, mate, take some time out. New South Wales Cup didn't even train.
Yeah, I'm so glad he did that.
Yeah, so am I.
Protect his player.
Yeah, yeah. So, but Hayes, it's great to talk to you about that. That's a really nice perspective that most of us don't have.
And mate, that the ridiculous time of Sunday night at 6:15, which we're none of us like. But, Melbourne without their halfback, and we've got Cogger, a new halfback, so to speak, in there. Who's going to win?
It's going to be a good opportunity for Newcastle with, I think, Tyron Wishart's playing halfback. They've got young Jonah Pezzett playing 5'8", but they do have a couple of guys like Ryan Pappenhausen at fullback and Harry Grant at dummy half. So they've still got a good team. And Newcastle will need to be a little bit better again on the weekend to be thereabouts at the end of 80 minutes. But I think that's part of what we're looking forward to. And we want to see them get on the board and get themselves back on the winning track.
All right. Well, you'll be part of our commentary team, 6:15 on Sunday evening.
I'm glad you remembered the new halfback's wish up because nobody in the team even knows his name. I think he's played about three games.
That's it. He's the son of Rod, the legendary winger.
Yeah.
Rod Wishart,
the Steelers.
Yes.
They're all coming through now, aren't they?
New South Wales and the Kangaroos.
There amazing.
Good on you, Hags. Thanks for joining us. There's Michael Hagan. And we do have some family passes as well to go to the Knights taking on the Storm at that ridiculous time of 6:15. But if they're free, you can't complain. 1-333-553. Give us a call right now if you want to win a family pass to the Knights from Tenure and Steve at Triple
M. Hang on. What time does that game finish on Sunday night, Tenure?
About 8 o'clock.
Oh, good Lord.
Feel better at McDonald Jones with double glazing included in your new home. Turn it up loud because Tenure and
Steve is Triple M breakfast. Steve.
Look, there's a new book out. I know it's a bit rude, but we can talk about it this early in the morning.
I think you're renowned for mentioning rude books. On the show?
Oh, yeah.
What's this one?
Well, I'm just fascinated by it because there's nothing sexual about it.
Right.
It's just a simple book that's been put together by surgeons and psychologists.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about the fascination humans have with inserting things into their rectums.
You know what I would love, Tanya?
What?
I would love to have been with you yesterday when you went, you know what, I'm going to talk about this on the show.
Exactly.
But it's just a weird a weird human trait that we have, and we've always had it.
Have we? Now I'm feeling left out.
Here's the stat. So this is from America. Mm. 10 people present into an American emergency department every day with things stuck in their rectums. Mm. And it's more, it's nothing, like as I say, I stress, not sexual. It's fascination. They kind of go, I wonder whether it will fit. And they have a crack. Now, some of the things they've talked about, one Miller.
You know why Rise and I are looking at each other?
Why?
At the seriousness you're telling us this story. But two,
why?
That you found the book. Three, that I'm going to talk about this on the show. Mm. But the best bit is the way you're looking at it and going, so anyway, guys, isn't it strange how all of us want to stick something up our bottom? And I'm like, no, I don't.
And
but they have said by stats that people do.
People do. Mainly men. The ratio is for every...
Flog the blokes again, mate.
Bloody blokes.
For every 37 men that do it, there's only one woman.
Okay.
But and there's even a TikTok surgeon that I watch on TikTok. She's only young. She's in her late 20s. She actually, every day, she posts something that she's had to remove from someone's bottom.
You're sick.
You no, follow that person?
She's like, oh, I've got to follow her. Michael, come here, look at this thing.
Can I tell you some of the more unusual things that they've had to remove?
We're there now, mate.
20 Happy Meal toys.
Out of the one.
Oh, come on, in their defence, hiding them from the kids.
It brings
Rise
you,
has done that.
Brings oh, you meaning to the slogan, I'm loving it, doesn't it? There's a 30-year-old Chinese fellow presented with a particular fish. You'd know the fish. I can't pronounce it. But they're about 12 inches in length. And they were horrified. They actually had to get help for that one. Horrified trying to get...
I think the person putting it in needs help.
Another guy had an 8-inch First World War era... artillery shell. So how's that? You're a surgeon in a hospital and you've got to call in the bomb squad to help you. And that's a true story. That's exactly what happened. But everything from coffee cups to tennis balls, in fact, everything that you would find, I reckon, on a wedding gift register has been inserted into someone's
toaster. God, now we've gone to wedding. We've gone to wedding gift register.
But it's just so bizarre.
What brain sits in and he's having a coffee, right? He's going, I wonder if that fits up my ass.
I'm honestly looking around the studio going, I wonder what we could put up our bums here.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, what do you think most people say when they have to present to emergency?
Oh, I sat on it.
Yeah, fell on
I
it.
I sat on it and it slipped in.
Yes.
It's like, well, wear pants, mate.
Oh, yes. They're good point. Mate, how'd you get the coffee cup? I sat on it.
Isn't that strange?
It is strange. It's just a weird fascination. I wonder if it will fit, is what they usually say.
I can safely say, yeah, Steve and I aren't joking when we say we have not done that.
No, and not only
or
that.
Or thought about it.
Not only that, I'm actually smart enough to kind of look and go, nah, I doubt it.
Yeah.
It was like me walking out, I'll tell you, right, do you reckon that canoe would fit in my bottom?
I don't know, Steve, bend over, we'll give it a try.
Okay, mate, let's have a go. No way. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, good, it does.
Oh, Jesus, fits nice and snug there, Steve.
I can't thank you enough for bringing that to the show, can you?
Oh, I'm just fascinated by people and their behaviour.
Same.
But she's still saying it like, because everybody does it.
Not everybody, but a lot of people.
Everybody's doing it to Dean.
And now I know we'll go to a break and there'll be like two or three nurses from ED going, yeah, you know what?
I know there will be.
Yeah, but they'll have about four cases.
That's Tenure and Steve. Tenure and Steve. Take that.
Rewind it back. Throwback Thursday. So bossy. We were talking about with Godfrey, so, you know, they're talking about receivership and things like that, a vacuum cleaner. I
so
know.
So sad. 160 stores, which means 160 stores full of staff that will lose their jobs.
See, I was just talking, she came in with all the facts.
You go. Tell me
Thank
the story.
You, Ryan.
What happened to Godfrey, Steve?
A vacuum cleaner store that we all used to love.
Yeah.
What are the facts again? Anyway.
And there's one at Katara.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
and
there
straight
is.
Straight away. There used to be one in Newcastle too, remember?
It was
in, but straight away my brain went to, and of course that's happening now because we've got supermarkets, what are they called? The big shops, though.
Department stores,
thank you. They sell everything, right? Yep. So they're going, and I thought, there was the death of the TV repair shop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now the vacuum cleaner shop.
Mm-hmm.
How many others on a throwbacky kind of day or still going?
Yep.
Are there?
Like specialty shops?
Yes.
Yep. Selling specialty items or specialty things.
Yeah.
Are they still going? I thought New South Wales Colour Television was still going.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. They may with aerials. Yeah. The only thing they have still now, and look at with Hubble coming in, that's all going to be satellite. We'll be watching until someone complains, but we'll be watching Sydney News.
If you've got an example, we'd love to talk to you. Specialty shops, 133353. What ones are still out there, still going? Godfrey's is obviously closing, but we'd love to talk to you right now. 133353. If you can think of an example.
I'm going to give a local one straight away if I tell you.
Yep.
Ugg Boots.
Of course, Mortels.
There you are.
Yeah, it's a specialty shop.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Still going.
So there's a few still kicking around.
There has
around.
To be a few. 133353 if you can add to the list of specialty stores that may be still going or might have just closed. Give us a call.
Yeah.
We'd love to talk to you.
But you'll also find some of those specialty stores move into the Westfields, into rather than being out in the burbs somewhere that you'll go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's not many around anymore.
Yeah.
Because they sell them in department stores.
Yeah,
the
okay.
big stores sell everything.
Right.
It's very hard to narrow down, isn't it?
Jeez, I've got a kind of an example.
I'm struggling, actually.
What about, like, Dimmick's bookstores?
Oh!
There's hardly any bookstores anymore.
Absolutely.
Right.
They're more in, like, your Big W's, your Kmart's. I know there's still a few.
Yeah.
I still get excited at Katara when I see Warthog.
Oh, yeah. I love
that.
Yes.
Look, I'm all for the independent McLean's in Beaumont Street, Hamilton.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
I
there you go.
Love them.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
What was that big one at, Westfield
Borders.
Up the top? Borders.
Yeah.
That was the best store ever.
Hiss and Crackle. We're talking record stores.
Yeah,
Hiss and Crackle out at Wool's
record
End.
Record stores still kicking around.
Yeah. Yep. But I think people are going to struggle because
I think Revolver is the one that's just in Newcastle here, actually.
Right.
I think it's called that. I'll correct it wrong. But there's a couple of, you're right, record stores.
Yeah.
133353. There's a couple of phone calls coming through. I think we've got some specialty stores.
But, you know, and I know this sounds weird to call it this, but really in the big picture it is, your local butcher.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, but I know there's plenty. There's still a few around and they're great.
Yeah.
But you do wonder, don't you, when everyone's hopping off to supermarkets and everything to get their meat.
I prefer to support
the butcher,
absolutely.
And the florists and, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
All that kind of stuff. Bernadette's at Berry Park, though.
Good morning.
Hello.
What's yours, mate? You got an idea?
Yeah, Parling.
What is it?
Parlings.
Oh, Parlings.
What's
music,
Parlings?
Is it?
Music.
Oh, okay.
Parlings is gone. Solid Gold at Wall's End's gone.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, Megan and Ann Florist is gone.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
there's
many. And
even
on, like, as we're saying, with specialty stores, like Brash's, the last HMV, would that have been the last one that kind of went kaboom?
Yeah. And are there any Sanities left?
Sanity was last one that went.
No, I don't think so. There was Sanity in the mall, and that was the last one that was probably
gone. Yeah, was it? It wasn't H&B. It was Sanity. You're right.
Okay.
Sanity
you
was
sure
the last.
Are you sure there's not one at Jesmond? Because that hung on for a long
it
time.
It did, but I don't know.
What about Muso's Corner, specialty music store, like instruments?
Yeah, all of that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get them anywhere. Or then, not about it, online.
Mm. Yeah.
So just narrowing into one thing. And again, as I say, you know, like a baker shop.
Yeah.
Yep.
That, all of those things, I'm so happy when they're hanging on.
Yeah. Jerry's said Jim's in Hamilton.
Oh,
yeah.
The milk bar.
The milk bar.
Is Jim's still at the junction?
Not. I can't think of a Jim's at the junction.
Yeah, there's one just in the car park there. You know that little cove there with the newsagent and all that? There was one just right at the car park there, a Jim's. And then there's, of course, the Broadmeadow. Oh, the Hamilton one there.
Yeah.
Well, you can get yourself a cherry ripe milkshake, Tanya Wilkes. God, I love a cherry ripe milkshake.
Yeah. I think we're all kind of struggling with, with specialty shops.
That's what I mean. Mm. Well, we came up with about 10 then. So. Yeah.
Even sports stores like Rebel is just like overarching for everything. Like there's very, like you don't actually need to, maybe golf is like a bit, like you have to have a golf store.
Yeah. You got golf in, T.
Yeah. I was thinking about golf because like everything else you can buy from Rebel, but I was in Rebel the other day, no golf clubs.
Is that right?
Yeah.
They don't sell golf clubs.
No, sell golf balls, no golf clubs.
All right.
Simon at Rutherford's going to finish us off here.
One, Simon?
Yeah. I know you've been there a couple of times.
What?
The Cavern Theme restaurant in Hamilton.
The which restaurant?
Cavern.
Oh, the Cavern.
Oh, the Cavern.
Yes.
Theme.
Did you take Lorc for a birthday? Yeah, I thought you did.
Disaster.
Scared
half the six-year-olds. But anyway, it wasn't one of my finest moments. But you're right, Simon, that's gone by the wayside as well.
Yeah, true.
Mm. Yep. Anyway.
There you go.
You may have a think about it yourselves.
I know.
Contemplate your navel and have a think.
Just even talking about that, I'm thinking, why don't we bring back the theatre restaurant?
It's Triple M. Daniel and Steve.
Build better at McDonald Jones with double glazing included in your new home. Turn it up loud because Daniel and
Steve is Triple M breakfast. How are you going, what empty nester over there? Because I do think about you often, Tanya, with and you've mentioned it to us occasionally, every 15 minutes?
10 to 15, yeah.
But, your beautiful son, Logan, who you just adore and love and miss...
I do miss him, yeah.
..has another woman.
You had to bring this up, didn't you?
I wanted to bring it up because there's a few things we need to put straight.
What?
Your could we call it envy?
Envy?
Jealousy.
I'm not jealous of his girlfriend.
What about that post the other day that Lorcan put up on her birthday?
It was like an arrow to my heart.
What did he call Lily, Steve?
Oh, I can't remember.
He put up a post on Facebook and it said, "My number one turned 21. And I thought, I know I lie about my age, but I don't tell people I'm 21.
What we're trying to do, if you like, is determine whether Tanya can actually separate that it's her son, not her ex-boyfriend.
Steve, there comes a time
he didn't leave you for her.
I know that, but I used to be number one.
Wasn't that long ago either, was it?
When he was eight.
Again, as his mother.
I know. I know, and that never changes, but it's just like... You've got no idea how quickly things have changed, though.
Mm.
Like, we used to talk every day. I'm not talking about this because you're giving me a hard time.
Do you know what I love, though? Tanya, you looked at it, you've got no idea, Steve. Was it not 2 days ago where I FaceTimed my daughter who was in bed with another man? No, you're right, Tanya. I haven't got a clue. Try that one.
Oh, I know.
Lorcan, pull the camera away from your face. Oh, it's...
But there does come a time in every parent's world where you realise that you're not number one anymore.
Yeah.
You may not ever were if you didn't have a very good relationship. That's true too.
Yeah.
I've had to make an adjustment again.
Mm-hmm.
Life is about adjusting, and I adore her.
Ooh.
But I'm just mourning the loss of the relationship I had with him too.
I would have hoped that Rise would have found a better song than this.
I will go on, Rise.
Your heart will go on.
I just had a vision of Tanya fondly remembering her at the front of the Stockton Ferry with Logan. Come on, because we all did those rides.
But you know what? The funny thing is, I have gained a new. You know, I'm not going to say daughter-in-law because they're only kids.
Member of the family almost.
Yeah.
Hey, save that one for the wedding, mate.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I haven't lost a son. I've gained a daughter.
Yeah, no, we're too early for that. But and they're only very young. But she contacts me nearly every day.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, it looks going phew.
Giving Logan a bit of a break.
You imagine driving along. Did you get back to your mum? No. Oh, I will. Thanks.
That's exactly what's going on.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So anyway, thanks for bringing that up and upsetting me.
You do know, though, and I've told you this time and time again, you do know why sons contact mums less as they get older.
Why?
Because you worry too much. And it's as mums do, right?
Mm.
So have you told your mum? Oh, don't tell her. Don't.
Yeah.
Don't tell her. She'll worry. Yeah. She'll worry. It's a bit of that.
Yeah. And I've only got one. If I'd had more, I wouldn't be putting all the pressure on him to love me.
It certainly makes you love for him sound sincere. I love you this much because you're the only one I got.
The four-day F1 circus starts in Australia this morning. Champagne and chewies on the menu from 10 a.m, Tanya and Steve. For the first time in over a decade, we'll have two Aussies on the grid, Dan Ricciardo alongside Oscar Piastri, who's currently top five in the Drivers' Championship. He's beating guys like Lewis Hamilton and Fernando Alonso. No Aussie has made the podium since the F1's been at Melbourne, so fingers crossed there. And in the support categories, how cool is this? Newcastle's Christian Mansell, who started racing at Go Karts Go. Aww. He was bored watching his brother play basketball over at the stadium, so went over to the track and got behind the wheel. From there, the 19-year-old is now third in the Formula 3 Championship. That's the category Oscar Piastri won a few years back. So it's the pathway to F1, and he's well on the way. He's literally gone from Go Karts Go to Monaco.
Oh, nice one.
Plenty of Aussies to cheer for this weekend. Mick Doohan's son, Jack, is a race car driver these days, and his dad's going to fang out some laps around Albert Park this weekend. It's something like 30 years since he started winning all the motorbike championships. Supercars are on track today as well. They expect 450,000 fans through the gates over the next 4 days. So to put that in perspective, it's four times as big as what the supercars were here in Newey. Steve, the high roller tickets from $2,000 to $5,000 are all sold out.
Oh, bugger.
But you can get in the Red Bull VIP lounge if you've got a lazy $6,500 laying around.
Tickets are just so expensive, aren't they, for everything these days?
I don't even like Red Bull.
F1 is definitely for those with a champagne taste and a champagne budget.
Yeah.
So the action starts today, but 3 p.m. Sunday is when the big race starts. If you remember last year, there were three red flag incidents where they had to stop and restart the race. Apparently last year towards the end of the race, they all had the sun in their eyes. But they're starting an hour earlier, so it's not as bad. How's that? You come halfway across the world and get undone by sun glare. You need tyres and tinting in pit lane.
You know, the reality of that, and it goes with any sporting, right, is that the true people that are there because they die by the sport, they're in the cheap seats. And the people that are in those $6,000 ones probably don't even see the cars.
Corporate junkets.
Yeah, and it is amazing. Every year on my feet, I run across some Novocastrian who's made the pilgrimage. It's a bit of a bucket list thing. A mate who got a selfie with Dan Ricciardo a couple of days ago at Albert Park, and that's the good thing, the drivers are accessible early in the week, so plenty of Novocastrians go down and experience it, so
fun
weekend there.
Good stuff. Thank you, JR Spin on Sport here at 7:30 each day here with Tanya and Steve on Triple M. We do it thanks to WorkLocker. They've got 25% off cat workwear. It's for a limited time only as well. WorkLocker, Warners Bay on Morissette. This is Newcastle's 102.9 Triple M. Here's some Michael Jackson. Thanks to McDonald Jones Homes, they've been building homes in the Hunter for almost 40 years.
Yeah, they're building more into their homes as well now.
Yeah, they come with double glazed windows, solar, electric car chargers, and any of energy efficient appliances. They're all included.
So go and check it out at McDonald Jones Homes. Display homes, or get online and have a look first before you go. McDonaldJonesHomes.com.au.
Conditions apply. You always need the breathy conditions of eye.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like us saying alleged in front of anything. There's something going on that I've had to notice, and I've had actually friends mention to me, Tanya, because we're all talking about the comeback of the mullet, you know, and it's kind of there. Yeah, it's still there.
A little bit.
Still there. And I remember having a conversation. I haven't had to go through it with my son, but I said, oh, mullet, yeah, I'd let him back in the house. There's another cut going around now that I would not let him in the house with. I'm sorry, mate. Until your hair grows back, you'll be at your mum's. Mm-hmm. You will not be coming into my home. And it's the Dumb and Dumber haircut. I showed you some examples of friends of their sons with the Dumb and Dumber haircut, and I'm talking about the Jim Carrey one, not the...
Yeah, it's also the same haircut. It's called the Edgar cut, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a real name. But it's the same haircut as Spock. Leonard Nimoy, remember?
And Moe from the Three Stooges.
And Moe from the Three Stooges.
And it's funny you say that because the first reference I used was Moe from the Three Stooges. And they're like, what's that?
Yeah.
The Three Bloody Stooges! And anyone looked at me weirdly.
Yeah.
So I had to go Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
But for that reason.
Yeah.
And you're right, very Spock.
Very.
But so that's making a comeback.
Yes.
Making a comeback.
And I've got making? Proof. I've it's made shown a comeback. Tanya the
yeah,
proof.
It's made a comeback.
Jeez. And there's a little, and it's hard to demographic, isn't it? Because it's a little bit under 15, but then I just showed Tanya a picture of a 23-year-old.
Yeah. Well, when you showed me, I just had a quick Google, and the hairdressers have been complaining that they've been asked for the Edgar cut since late last year.
Uh-huh.
So there it is there.
I've got it on the screen. That is the funniest cut.
Yeah. And Edgar just goes across the top of the forehead, if you don't know, and then it fades.
There's no question if my son came home looking like that, as I just said to you guys, I don't care how old he is, you're banned.
Yeah.
You're banned.
Who was that kid? Someone that you
I'm not going to embarrass anybody, mate, because they're all real people that I've got photos of.
That is insane.
Seriously.
But we're curious, is it happening in your world? Do you know the cut we're talking about, and has your kid... or young person decided they want one.
133353.
There's one with the older ones where they combine the egg haircut with a moustache.
Give us a call now, 133353. Is the Edgar haircut, the Dumb and Dumber Jim Carrey haircut, made a comeback in your household? We'd love to hear from you.
I know, because you went through a fair few with Lorke, didn't you? He had different hairstyles for a fair while, a bit of colour.
Every week.
As we all do, they all try different things. But it's always... You never got to the Edgar, though.
Never an Edgar.
I remember in year four, the cut that all I wanted was the undercut. Do you remember an undercut?
Yeah.
So everyone was having an undercut in that year, and Mum finally let me get on the train when it was going out, you know, like out of fashion.
Yeah.
And I finally got it. It was out of fashion by the time I got it.
Oh.
Don't you reckon, you're a hairdresser, I mean, this might be heads up hairdressers, if they come and go, oh, look, I'd like the Edgar cut, I go, oh, I've got a special, you lose 100 points on your IQ as well.
Because, and what's interesting, the hairdresser will tell you the difference between an Edgar cut and a bowl cut is the bowl, because I had a bowl as a kid. The bowl goes all around your head, so it's the one length from your fringe right around the back, and they shave. But the Edgar, it actually fades over your ears.
Fades over your
ears. Yeah, so...
I'm really struggling to get the vision of you
with a bowl cut,
with a bowl cut out
a
of
neighbor.
My head now.
Neighbour took me, and seriously, it wasn't a happy time in my house.
Oh, can't imagine.
Hayley is at Wall's End.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Good. Is this in your life, Hayley?
Yes, so I have a 13-year-old son at the moment who's into the Edgar haircut, but also the new one is the horsey.
What's that?
Ooh.
So it is like a mullet and a rat's tail, but it's plaited from the middle of the back of the head.
It's like a horse mane.
Yeah.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah.
But it's got like that Edgar cut at the...
Edgar at the front, horsey at the back.
Oh, my God,
So, Hayley, it is now, right? Okay. It is now dumb at the front, horse at the back.
Fast at the back.
Oh, my God. Hayley, what do you say? Do you say, come on, or do you just go with it? Because fashions come and go.
No. So he said to me, Mum, I need a haircut. And I said, okay, what is it? And he said, it's a horsey. I said, well, I'm not paying for it. And I said, so you'll need to ask your dad. So he asked his dad, and his dad gave him the money to go and get it.
Oh, wow. No.
The great thing is, though, he could, you know, it's cut to the tail. I was going to say, if it was plaited, he'd go and do it, and then he'd have a mullet. So he's got a choice. But this one's cut to a tail shape, is it?
Yeah, so it's like this little part in the back of the head with a plait down.
Wow. Jeez. Thank you, Hayley.
Thank you, Hayley.
Really painting the picture there.
Is it Macaulay?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Macaulay.
You got one in your life?
I have my middle son, Archie. We now call him Lloyd Christmas.
But they genuinely love it, don't they, mate?
Would you believe my husband and I are both hairdressers?
Oh!
We have two beautiful salons, one on Derby Street, one in Merriweather, and it wasn't until he kept coming home crying for the Dumb and Dumber haircut.
Yeah, the Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, my God. Macaulay, that is so funny. So who did the damage, you or your husband?
Well, he went from the proper mullet, and now he's Lloyd Christmas, and I made my husband do it.
Oh. Does he pull it off? Does he look good?
No! I can answer that, right? No!
It's even worse when they go swimming and he comes up out of the water and it's like a full Dumb and Dumber.
And also, correct me as a hairdresser, they've actually made the fringe a bit higher to make it even extra stupid.
It's so bad. And then they shave the sides, back, and it doesn't blend at all.
All right.
So are you getting many into the salon? Apart from Archie, have you seen it elsewhere, Macaulay?
Oh, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And they're all listening, you know, we're going to be heading to school now. Boys, stop it.
I know. We're thankful where we work. We don't get too many. But where he goes to school, because we don't live near town, it is very, very popular.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder.
It really stuck out to me as I saw a lot of formal photos last year.
Oh, yeah.
Really? And I, yeah. This is a true story, I went, oh, look at this, they're all doing this gag.
Yeah.
But I thought they were doing a joke. I thought, oh, they're doing all the bad haircut but joke.
Someone had to have started it.
Yeah, bloody Jim Carrey.
Who brings these things back?
Normally it's footy players. Do you see the footy players on the field with the mullets and things like that?
There has definitely been a few footy players with the horrible fringe.
Oh, I haven't seen that. Oh, the mullet, for sure, I blame footy players. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know.
It's everywhere. There you go.
Oh, praise the fact that I'm bald. That's like, you know. I would. I don't care how old he is. I would headlock and shave it off. Hey, just quickly, guys. I saw a clock at Big W yesterday, and I went, and I looked closer to it. It's a normal kind of face wall clock you get, you know, for a kitchen or something like that.
Yeah.
But the entire thing is explaining what is what on an analog hand clock, you know. Yeah. This means quarter two. That is quarter past. It had all those that you would.
So it's labelled.
Labelled and something you would absolutely go, this would be great to teach kids about it, right? But my brain went straight to, this one's for anything under 25 because they haven't grown up with those clocks.
Yeah, digital generation.
And I thought, oh, it'll be, you know, a smaller group just like me, you know, that their kid, because BJ's hopeless at it still.
Right.
Oh, it went mad, everyone going, oh, I'm under 40.
Really?
That don't read hand clocks anymore.
Funny.
Raised on digital.
Yeah.
It really blew my mind.
Yeah.
Like that even people confessing going, I'm pretty hopeless at it. I'm 30, you know.
Isn't it weird?
Yeah. Because, and it is, and then I thought about it, well, when did they have them in their lives? I mean, in our job, of course, we've been looking around at them forever, but in their lives, it's been from a phone to a digital, whenever the digital clocks came
They still
out.
Teach it at school, though.
Yeah.
It's still part of the curriculum. Like, they've got NAPLAN maths today, haven't they?
Yeah, NAPLAN Year 3 and Year 5 doing it in maths today. I'm sure there'll be, like, analog
analog
questions.
Face and, you know, give us 7:45.
Or whatever. Yeah, definitely.
So they haven't stopped teaching it.
Yeah, yeah. And that'll be for the test. And you know what I always say, everything's about good remembering.
Oh, yeah.
And so they'll forget it.
Yeah.
Probably.
Even these days, though, like if you go around and watch, like looking at most people's watches, not many analog watches go around these days. Whereas growing up, we all had analog watches. Yeah.
People point at me and laugh and go, oh, you old dinosaur.
Yeah, look, you've always had that style watch too, haven't you?
Yeah.
Not a digital one.
I just like the look of them.
Well, yeah. I was just about to say, even when I was wearing my Apple Watch, I always had a face that looked like an analog watch.
Oh, you had that.
Yeah.
I get that.
Because there's so many, there's more of those styles to choose from for your digital watches than there are just the numbers, because the numbers are boring.
Yeah.
I like it when I go, all right, mate, we'll get going. I'll tell you what, we'll leave 5 to 9. What's that? 8:55, mate. And I'm not kidding. I can do it that quick in my brain now because it's, what? Quarter to what? 8:45. But yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Because it's so real and normal to us.
Yeah.
But yeah, when there were people just confessing, going, mate, I'm 30 and I can't read one.
For anyone under 30, it's 8:02 at the moment. And for anyone over 30, it's a couple after 8 with Daniel and Steve.
Unpredictable weather impacts water supplies. Thanks for making smart water choices from Hunter Water. On the line, you'll never
know what you'll find. Whoa, oh, oh. What are we finding on the line?
This.
Yeah.
Next time you go to either Westfield or I think there's even one. No, definitely Charlestown and maybe Westfield, and buy your Boost Juice, a Mango Tango Crush or a Lychee Love and Berry, even a Pure Eden Super Smoothie. Just know that you're contributing to the coffers of one Janine Ellis, who owns Boost Juice.
Yeah.
I'm just reading this article today where Boost Juice Queen Janine has just bought a $17 million Byron Bay home right next door to Chris Hemsworth.
Oh.
So there's money in juice, people.
Well, yes.
$17 million.
Yeah.
And husband used to be our big boss back in the day.
And this is just the holiday home.
Yeah.
Is this what it goes or is this broken head somewhere next to Hemsworth?
Was it late 90s or early 2000s when she started? Meaning, when she started, It was before the boost craze now,
yes,
isn't
of course it?
The
was.
Juice craze, rather.
Yeah. She kicked
she got
it
ahead
off.
Of the game, yeah.
Early 2000s, I think, it? Steve.
And so she so. Still owns it. She never, like, you know how those people that start the business and then end up selling it? So she's still...
She's still got it.
The main
but
person.
The house is incredible.
Is it?
Oh, my God. So, yeah, when you're lining up and you do see people lining up for their boost juice.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
When you're lining up and you're handing over $10, $12, $15, whatever you're paying, you've contributed. You've bought a little share in a beautiful mansion at Byron Bay.
I still love it when I see people buy the what I call, you're having a glass of watergrass. You know, and every time they're sipping it, it literally looks like they're about to dry reach. Good for you. Maybe a bit of sugar.
I'm actually just looking at this house,
never
Steve.
Never tasted one.
This was the one that I was going to buy if I won the $100 million Powerball the other week.
I do know it was the one.
Jealous.
I'm so happy for that boss I never liked. That's
no one liked
great
him.
News, Risey. Good to see he's doing well.
It's Tanya and Steve. It's Newcastle Triple M.
Something I noticed at the supermarket, maybe earlier in the week, and then later on, you know when you see something, but then a story pops, and you go, oh, yeah, I did notice that. And it was something, it was just like on the aisles now, and this was near the jam, fruit, peanut butter, that area.
Yeah.
Vegemite, right? And there was little Afterpay advertisements, just little mini kind of, you know, Afterpay. And I'm because I've got into Zip at the moment.
Yeah.
Having to get a couple of things that I couldn't afford. It's like, okay, Zip Pay, you pay Zip it off. I get it. Afterpay, I get it. What is it? What do we call it? Lay by, but you get it now.
Yeah, buy now, pay later.
But it's in a supermarket.
I find that disgusting.
It's kind of like, hang on.
Which supermarket was it, Steve? Or are they all doing it
all
now?
Of them.
Yeah, they're all doing it.
Not Aldi. But
I honestly find that revolting that a supermarket has gone down that road of making that available to people because it's a debt trap.
Of course it is.
You're not, it's not a one-off purchase. It's not something that you're going to, you know, like an expensive bottle of perfume or a washing machine that yours is clagged so you need a new one.
That's what it's kind of,
You need food every week. So for them to be making that system available, I find it abhorrent.
Although, you know what's worse? A credit card.
Yeah.
Like hearing that and knowing that, and I know that's not advertised there, but
they're not promoting it.
They're
though.
Not promoting it,
but
it's like how many people are, you know, banging up that credit card, you know, paying for those things, and then you're right. Then you add on top of that, you might feel you're getting the freedom from the credit card. You don't or not? You're still paying it back, aren't you? And if you can't get it back in time, interest gets bashed and all that gear. Yep. So it is. Yeah, it's like there's so many angles to it because it's like that's where we're at.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the curious question. All we've heard for the last 12 months is cost of living crisis. By people like us, I'm talking about media.
Yeah.
By politicians. It's everywhere.
Uh-huh.
But I'm curious how it's affecting people listening to us right now. Are you feeling this so-called cost of living crisis and has it changed things for you? Are you having to do things in a different way? Seeing a sign of advertising Afterpay in a supermarket, you know, someone's sort of sitting in a boardroom somewhere going, be a great idea because people are feeling the pinch.
Yes.
As revolting as that concept is.
But doesn't it make you think that that's all years will go when they came up with lay-by?
Yeah.
They're always looking at a way of selling a product, regardless of what your situation is.
See, lay-by I find more responsible than the buy now, pay later.
Mm-hmm.
I do, because it's still out of reach and you've still got to make those little incremental payments
to get it. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And you're not going into debt to get that item.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't go into debt. There was no interest charge.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
So anyway, that's a different conversation, but that's what we want to know. Are you feeling the cost of living pinch, the crisis that everyone is talking about, and how's it affecting you?
133353, that's our phone number. We'd love to talk to you, 133353.
Because I'm constantly reading it, seeing it, and we all know mortgages have doubled, I'm living it. And then I see everyone at $3,000 ticket concerts, and I go, okay.
That's why it's
then
confusing.
I see everyone in Japan. All right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's going on?
Mm.
And of course, no one shows the bad stuff on social media.
Mm.
Even the Reserve Bank actually cited Taylor Swift tickets, you know.
Did they?
Yeah. In their big meeting the other day, they said people are still buying Taylor Swift tickets.
Elton John, Paul McCartney, the list is just Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'm like, okay, we're all going, God, I can barely get groceries on my way to Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And now, of course, I'm not saying that to everyone.
Yeah.
No.
But that's why I'm a bit confused.
Yeah.
buy it.
And even every bill that we receive into our house has gone up.
Mm.
Every single one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Insurances, 47% in some cases gone up.
Everything, you're right. Mm. And if you compare that cash you might have had in the bank, so to speak, or money you would have had for another bill to just a year ago, it's quite a big amount.
Absolutely. Kyle's at Raymond Terrace. How's it affecting you, Kylie?
I was just commenting that we're from a two-income family.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had to change like our whole weekly shop. Like just everything's changed from groceries, bills, everything.
Mm. And when you say you've changed how you shop, what do you mean? Was it a case of if you wanted something and it ran out, you'd just go and get it?
Yes.
So it's changed that way?
Yeah, now I can't. I've got to go, I can't get that until such and such. And most of the time, I can't even buy it unless it's on special.
So do you, Kylie, and again, this isn't a judgment. It's a curiosity. Do you, Kylie, when you were doing that and then see someone go, oh, God, I just paid $2,000 for Taylor tickets or whatever, do you go, okay, is it confusing for you?
It is. And then, I think they must have saved up freaking years for that.
Or
they
not.
Put it on credit cards.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of it's on credit, Kylie.
I also think priority have changed. They've gone, bugger it.
Mm. Yeah.
I think there's a lot of that too.
COVID attitudes have changed us.
Yeah.
And it's interesting though, isn't it? Two income household and you are absolutely feeling this pinch.
Yes, we're back to living week to week.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And that the mortgage is the big one, isn't it, Kylie?
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
That's the one that slaps you the hardest.
Have you looked at, like everyone tells you, shop around, ring your bank and say, can you do me a better deal?
I have not. I'm thankful enough that my husband deals with all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
He probably has.
Yeah.
And it's just safer to stay where you are sometimes.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, better the devil you know. Yeah.
Thank you, Kylie, for the phone call. Really appreciate it. We're going to go to Maitland now, talk to Ben.
It's funny, I've got a mate very heavy in the bank industry. That's all they do now, refinance.
Mm.
Like the new loans, not so many.
Yeah. Ben, have you noticed cost of living has affected you?
Yeah, the cost of living is just ridiculous, especially over here with the vegetables and the price gouging with the markets.
You mean like the farmers' markets? You've noticed it?
Yeah, the farmers' markets are much better than going to Coles or.
Yeah.
I mean, my fiance and I, like, we basically now have our own farm growing, and just to get everything up and running, it's still hard.
Yeah.
We give some of our vegetables and that to local families and that are finding it hard.
How long have you been here, Ben?
I've been here over 18 months. I'm an ex-US Marine. I did 12-year service, and I'm finding it lovely over here. It's just I just don't understand how, even over in the States, it's worse over there, but now it's following it here.
Yeah.
It is weird, and as you've noticed, both countries, Ben, we're just talking about feeding families.
Yeah,
we're not talking extravagance.
We're not talking, no, exactly. It's just putting food on the table.
Yeah.
Thanks for the phone call, Ben. And we're going to speak to an anonymous person from...
Guys, we didn't say thank you for your service. He's a Marine.
Honestly, in my head thought that.
No, we're not in America. It's okay.
I know.
But it is a nice thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
So thank you, Ben, if you're still listening. But anonymous, tell us, cost of living.
Hi. So I actually have a pretty well-to-do job in government.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, we actually bought up here in Lake Macquarie. We were doing really well. And then with the rate increases, I now have a second job while working full-time.
Yep.
And my husband, who works full-time, now works weekends as well.
Wow.
Oh, my
God. And without saying exact amounts, it's like the average loan we were even talking about. The average was around the 500 mark, right?
But if it's a bit higher. Yeah, and we budgeted, 600,000 home. Like, we didn't go above our means by any means. But it's just the extra day-to-day stuff, like the groceries. My son's celiac, so we have to buy a lot of gluten-free. Yeah. So it's just a lot.
Gosh. True.
And again, we'll put it to you too, Anonymous, when the Reserve Bank is even mentioning Taylor Swift tickets, do you look at that and go, well, not in our lifetime right now, because we're...
I mean, I didn't go to Taylor Swift. But I will say, and I know I do agree with you when you say about Afterpay and BitPay, but sometimes it's actually got us out of really sticky situations.
Yep.
Like, I'm sad to say it, our car rego.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and that's go. What I mean. Like, for that yeah. sort of stuff, I get it. Absolutely yeah. get it. But I don't object to supermarkets putting afterpay signs when it's there next week. Your food is not going away. It's not one of those yeah. like, one-off things.
Yeah.
And I think we need to look at why we think that we need to have afterpay in supermarkets in the first place. I think we need to have a bigger look at the bigger picture. 100%
agree. Yeah.
It's much easier, isn't it, anonymous to do what I do and just go with that little thing they give me and it goes, dit, and it'll pay for it. And thanks. I go, I don't have to give you any money. No, on your way, Steve. And then I get this thing at the end of the month.
I know. Thanks, Anonymous.
There you go. And again, it's not begrudging the concert buy, ticket
oh,
buyers.
Oh, God, no.
Because I really believe for those yeah. who had the money, but more to the point, I actually appreciate they're going, bugger it.
Yeah, I know.
We're going there and then we're in debt.
And I honestly believe COVID did change our attitude to a lot of that.
Without a doubt. Don't you reckon, though, once interest rates come down a little bit, that will be some relief?
You know what won't come down rising? Anything. Yeah. It'll come down so tiny. Do you reckon prices in Coles and Woolies will?
No. Like, that'll stay up, but at least we're not going to be paying, like, through the roof with our weekly, fortnightly repayments.
Yeah, but, you know, they're talking maybe next year now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but that will be down point. Like, it will, to get back to where we started our loans. Yeah.
5 years, you reckon? Six years?
God,
more?
Give me a hug.
Never? Oh, damn it.
Feel better at McDonald Jones with double glazing included in your new home. Turn it up loud.
It's Triple M commentary team member is going to speak all things Knights with us in the next 10 minutes.
I had an embarrassing moment yesterday, Tanya, and I'd like to share it with us all.
What's happened?
Because you've had a few of
them. I've had a lot of them, you know. I mean, I thought the lowest point in my life was when all those nurses saw my hospital PP.
Champignon.
Tanya, no need to rub it in.
All the years we've known each other, she still hasn't learned the art of, no, you self-deprecate yourself.
Oh, yeah. Not your mate.
Not your mate.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry,
yeah.
But hey. The way you describe it.
Oh, yeah, well, that's only on dinner. Anyway, it's not as bad as that, I must say. But it was one of those very awkward moments where, and it is, we'll tell you tomorrow, but I'm getting so close to my last appointments with all the liver damage and everything, right? Yeah. And this was my last to take my blood to check, right?
Yeah. So I had to have a blood test.
Mm. Yeah. I went in, and a lovely lady, and we're there, and she had a mask on, and I'll give you right, she was a quiet talker, B, slight accent.
Oh, behind a mask.
Right.
Very hard to understand.
So, and she's grabbed the thing, and I've just gone walking in, and she looked, and she went to the stool, and I went, oh, okay, thanks. And I sat down, and then again she went to the stool, and went, yeah, no, I'm sitting in it. That's all good.
Yep.
This was about 5 minutes. And then she took the blood, right, and of course I've had 4 billion needles, so I cried like a girl.
Yeah.
And then at the end she goes, the stool, and went, oh, I must have to get off the stool.
Oh, no, I know what... She needed a sample.
Yes! And the whole time I'm going, yep, sure, yep. And then suddenly she went, basically, where is it? And I went, okay, it's just there.
I've been sitting on it for ages.
It's true. This is literally true. And then I realised, and I went, oh! And she showed me, and it was doctor's writing. I had no idea that was part of it. And I looked at it like a 5-year-old. I went, but I went this morning. I did. It was like I was talking to Mum.
Oh.
You can't get another one. I went this morning.
I did poo-poo today already.
Anyway, she says, well, we shut it at 4.
What?
We shut at 4.
We shut at 4.
Oh, 4 o'clock. Oh, I had to go home and snap one off quickly.
Yeah. So she gave me till 4 o'clock to come good.
And did you?
I went home and said, PJ, do us a favour.
It'd be probably much healthier too.
100%.
I'll be like, look at
me. I go to the specialist tomorrow. He'll shake my hand going, mate, you've got the stool of a 17-year-old.